K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Podcast 77, Two Little Crutches or Sunset Strip, you take your pick. That is where we are. Welcome. How are you, mate?
What was that?
They're our bingo calls, and they've given us two options for number 77.
Yeah, right.
The number 77 resembles two little crutches, I guess, that you put under your arms.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And Sunset Strip refers to the television series back in 1960.
Of course it does.
77 Sunset Strip, usually sung by the players.
There you go. Well, look, I'm glad we started on a really low point of the show so that we can always lift it from here.
Oh, geez.
And that's exactly what the podcast will bring. On our Christmas podcast, I guess you would say.
This is pretty much our final podcast for the year.
Pretty much,
will
yeah.
we put together a Christmas podcast or not? You don't think the Chrissy podcast?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Probably not enough content in it.
No, we can put the show. Look,
no,
probably
let's not,
an off-air.
Let's not promise it.
Yeah.
This is the last one for the year.
This is the last one.
So if you haven't gone back to listen to all our old stuff, do it now and then come back to this one.
Exactly right. Or keep it over the summer when you're missing us. Two-week break.
Yeah. Ration it out.
Hey, on the podcast today, Andy, a young Romeo has travelled from Britain to Ireland on a peculiar form of transport to escape lockdown laws.
Ooh,
I'll tell
okay.
you about that later on.
And also, a mum has got a very unusual tattoo to show her love of one of her favourite shops. We'll talk about that. Anyway, enjoy the podcast.
Andy, I don't know too much about type 2 diabetes. I know it's a serious condition. You can, is it low blood sugar you've got?
Insulin. Low insulin.
It's your you measure your glucose levels.
Yeah.
To make sure that you're going okay. And one study in the UK from the experts have said that they can detect whether you've got it based on your earwax.
Oh, yuck. Now, I have...
Oh, my God. You've actually...
I hate earwax.
Oh, my God.
It is so disgusting. And I think it stemmed from primary school.
You'd hate to see my AirPods at the moment.
Oh, your Christ. So there was a kid at school, and I'm not prepared to name and shame him.
We'll call him Earwax Johnny.
But there was a, let's call, no, I'm not going to say his name.
Let's call him Jay Smith. But, no, that's too obvious. Let's call him John S.
But I vividly remember in grade 4 how dirty his ears were. And then we had...
What a word. I vividly remember.
Oh, it's so gross. And then we did swimming lessons. I inspected his ears without him knowing, and they were clean. And ever since that moment...
They were clean.
I'm like, I swam in your earwax, and, and now I hate it. I hate earwax so much.
Well, they're saying it's 60% more reliable at measuring glucose levels. So that would make me think that in order to measure your glucose levels as you go along, you'd have to just let your ears grow earwax.
Yeah.
So, how people say, oh, clean your ears out? You'd literally could turn around and say, I've got type 2 diabetes. How dare you?
It has to be the worst trait
you're
in someone. It has to, honestly.
You're dry reaching here.
You could meet the best person in the world. And you know how people say they've got turn-off signs, like if they smoke or whatever?
Red flags.
I am like, if you have got dirty ears, keep a 1.5, bare minimum.
Hey, they might have type 2 diabetes.
It is so gross.
Well,
can I just say, clean your ears. Clean your ears.
That is not how I expected this story to go, but I'm glad to end it there.
Yeah, clean your ears, please. Benny, to be honest, I actually haven't been to Kmart for a while, but there was a stage where I'd go for one thing and I'd spend close to $150 on pointless things that I didn't need.
But not one thing, though. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like, I don't even need a basket, I don't need a trolley. You're like, oh, that's only $5.
Yeah,
oh, that's $3. Oh,
wow, this is good.
Oh, yeah, okay, maybe I do need a trolley.
Yeah.
And you start loading stuff in and bang, you've spent $150 when you went in for a pencil sharpener.
I wonder how they do that because you do look, I mean, you do walk away with so much, but you're also like, how's that $150?
How has it added up so fast? There's also a Facebook group about Kmart. I think like Kmart Hacks. And there's also a teaching one that you can get for Kmart. One mum in Australia, she is so addicted to Kmart, she got the Kmart logo tattooed on her ankle.
Oh, I'm glad you said ankle.
Ankle? What did you think I was going to say? Oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah. She was so proud of the tattoo that she shared it on the Kmart fans page.
Why?
Saying, why? I've got no regrets. This happened today. And no, I'm not regretting it. And I won't regret it.
Do you know what you need to do first? And I know, you know, we're not all market driven like you are, because you're very good at this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, like if you're 100% in your mind, I'm going to get this tattooed on me.
Hit them up. You are a walking billboard now for Kmart. 100%.
Like people they would go, pay. Wow, did Kmart really mean that much to you? I might go and check them out.
Well, originally the tattoo was going to say Kmart addict, but she chickened out. Yeah. Now, her justification was that she's been shopping at Kmart for 35 years, and she says she's got so many great stories of going to Kmart and all the bargains that she's bought. And she wanted to remember that in the only way she knew how, which was to get a tattoo of Kmart. And it's the proper, like, Kmart, like, look, the logo.
I get it. But, like, you know, that's... It's not like it's a boutique store that you've been going there all your life. Like, everyone goes to Kmart. It's like my dad going to get, like, a Coles or a Woolies tattoo. He had to shop.
I thought you'd side with it. Huh? You've got your premiership tattoo to remember it.
Oh,
no. Now, that's only, although if that's only store, 1 year. That's only 1 year. She's got 35 years of memories.
So you're happy to get a tattoo of a store that you frequent, like, all the time?
No.
Like the Spice or something.
Spice? What's the Spice?
Oh.
Maybe, is that a never conversation
mind.
Off air?
Never mind. Andy, I tell you what, these stories are a dime a dozen when you're living in Australia. And I guess, you know, if you're an American or, you know, maybe not so much New Zealand, but like, you know, any Asian country or, you know, where else in the world?
European.
South Africa,
yeah.
European. You probably look at these stories and go, whoa, Australia, right? Like, you are the outback.
Yep.
Where a snake catcher has been called in Brisbane, on the Gold Coast, to a petrol station. Where, do you know those little bins that, like, you...
In between the bowsers where they normally have the water bucket on the top of it?
That's it.
Yep.
There was a carpet python sticking its head out. So if you click the link...
Out of the bin?
Click the link there and see the photo.
Now, is a carpet python dangerous?
Not venomous, but it can cause puncture wounds.
Okay.
But I think when you see a snake like that, I don't think your first thought is, nah, that's okay, that's safe.
That's something out of, like, Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. That is
what,
like,
do you mean?
No, well, that is just like when you picture a snake with, like, patterns and things on it.
Oh yeah.
That is pure that.
Pure Ace Ventura.
Yuck.
So what I was thinking there is that, like, when I go to the petrol station and fill up, that's kind of where I dump all my stuff because I've got coffee cups or, like, you know, just rubbish in there from egg toasties or whatever I'm doing. Imagine throwing your garbage away and that just sort of pops out. And you're like, oh my God.
I know. Imagine throwing your garbage away. Just imagine doing it. No. Because you don't. I've been in your car multiple times. You don't throw your garbage out.
No,
it sits in the passenger seat where I would often sit. And I'm like, okay, so you've had a really busy week. We've got some Maccas down here. We've got some Hungry Jacks. Okay, we've got some Bean Squeeze as well. You've had a really busy week. You wouldn't know what it's like to put your rubbish in a bin.
Fair. So, I can't complain with you at all. Andy, we all love.
Absolutely.
You love seeing it. I don't know whether I'm getting older, but like when people are getting together that are younger than me, sort of like early 20s,
cute.
You sit there and, you know, there's a couple of young ragtag stags at the cricket club. They're on all those dating apps and it's like, good on you, young fella. Like, you'll learn.
I think it was this time of year last year when Lou and I were in New York.
Yeah.
And that was where you see the most love. New York, Christmas time. I'm not joking you. We would have seen over 10 proposals. People just be like, we're in New York.
Oh, they want to do
it. It's Christmas. And they're popping knees everywhere.
Did
I'm
you
like,
get itchy?
I was sort of just like, why are these guys doing this? Yeah. They're making me look bad. We're just on holidays, just trying to have a good time.
Tourists. a young British Romeo has been jailed for breaking lockdown rules because he drove his jet ski across the Irish Sea to see his girlfriend.
Hang on. So, what? How far is that?
Well, it took him 4 hours.
On a jet ski? Why would you take a jet ski? Because there were no boats going, I guess.
Well, because it's all locked down, you can't travel. So he whipped out a jet ski and travelled across the Irish Sea, and he's been taken to jail.
You're kidding.
Because he broke the lockdown laws.
So the lockdown, stay at home, obviously.
Stay at home, but obviously you can't travel. And he's travelled from one part, I guess, of Britain to Ireland. It's across the Irish Sea.
Pretty stiff, though. How do you get caught?
Well, she's now pleaded to say, look, he's a young man in love.
Yeah.
Surely you can see why he's done this. Can you at least let him out to see me?
Yeah.
Because this is why he's here. She said, not many women can say that someone's done something like this for them.
Well, he's gone to jail.
He's travelled across the sea for me.
Yeah.
What I found funny was that he didn't get caught on the water.
So
he got caught on a night out with his mates. So
hang on, what? Oh, so he crossed
he
over.
He travelled to see her and then went out for a couple of beers, probably to celebrate his accomplishment.
Well, that's what?
And the cops were like, hang on a minute, you're not from around here. Oh, so, darling, I'm not sure he's come all the way just to see you.
That's so good.
Andy, I just want to clear something up.
Hang on, with me?
No, in general of what this actually means. Hmm. Study out of Italy, they have followed the diet and health of 22,000 people for 8 years.
That is
phenomenal.
That would be such a boring job.
Phenomenal.
Is that what they're doing every day for 20-odd years?
I don't know, but maybe you just get 6 months worth of dieting and whatever. But how annoying for those 22,000 people having to track it. I feel guilty when I personally have an extra serving of something.
But you're not going to write it down.
To actually show someone what I'm doing.
And I'd imagine they'd have to weigh their ice cream. It's a big commitment. A big job. Are they getting paid though?
Well, that's the other thing.
Surely.
They've said that eating ultra processed foods raises the risk of heart failure by 58%.
We all know that.
Oh, really?
Processed food is not good for you.
Well, yeah, but I just want to...
Hang on, let's just rewind. Hang on, let's just rewind. You're shocked by that.
No.
Now, you are. If it tastes good and it's easy to get, it's bad for you.
Well, there's a lot of ready-made meals out there.
Correct.
That,
bad
gyms
for you.
Are using.
Yeah.
But they're not... You wouldn't think they're bad for you.
Well, mate...
You wouldn't think they are. If they're promoting it alongside their gym.
It scares me that you're saying this.
I'm fully aware that the... processed foods from fast food outlets great for you.
If it's easy, it's bad for you. If it takes time, it's good for you.
What I wanted to clear up, I guess, is what is processed food? Because I think by definition, in a package.
Not necessarily.
Packaged food is processed food.
If all you have to do is put something in the microwave,
yep.
Chances are it's processed as well.
So,
if it's a meat that you're putting in the microwave, that's processed.
So what I wanted to clear up was, if I'm thinking about cutting out processed food from my diet to be healthier,
yeah.
If it's not from a packet,
yep, you're pretty good.
That I've seen.
Yep.
Then it's fine.
Yep.
Okay, great. So that means if I go to a family Christmas lunch.
Oh.
And they open something up and put it on a plate, that's not processed. That I haven't seen it. It looks to be fresh, straight out of the oven. That's all good, yeah?
You are a lost cause.
I can smash that, can't I?
You are such a lost cause.
What's wrong with that?
It's a worry. Well, thank you for getting this far in the podcast. And if you've got through that sort of gear... You've literally saved the best till last. You're at your dessert. You've had your entree, you've had your main, and now we are at the business end of the deal, the dessert.
Not bad for me.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Not bad.
Cherry on top, here it is.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
My Thought of the Week comes around Christmas. Because I know how I shop.
Oh, yes.
And I'd love to get an insight into other people's shopping. Now, my way of thinking is that I try and find the most appropriate gift for that person.
generally how people shop.
Yeah, but there's two ways of thinking. Mm. Because an appropriate gift for someone, there's two ways of thinking of it. Because there's a way that you go, you know, Andy really wants this.
Yep.
That's appropriate for him. Or that's a really cool item, Andy will use it. So do you go with what you think they want or what you think they'd like?
Mate, if you're getting me a present, I don't care. So long as you get me a present, I don't mind.
As long as it's free.
Are you away doing Christmas presents?
Of course we are. We'll unwrap those on Christmas.
Will we?
Of course.
All right, like and subscribe.
I'm not working on Christmas Day without a present.
Oh, geez, I'm glad we spoke about this now. Like, subscribe, see ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.